It's going to be a great night at American Family Field on Thursday, September 10th, when a novel event presented by Brewers Community Foundation and Jim Andreas Schlomer is going to be coming to the stadium. And, of course, this is all done for Sharp Literacy and their novel event. And joining us is Linda Welsh. She is Sharp's president and CEO, along with Molly Schweiger. She's a novel event co-chair, and she's also the PNC vice president and director of client and community relations. And Molly, Linda, great to have you in the studio.
Thank you for having us.
Well, okay, what everybody's wondering is, how the heck did you get the Miz for this novel event this year?
Lucky? Yes, a couple of months ago, gosh, I want to say probably 4 to 5 months ago, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he had mentioned that the Miz had a learning challenge throughout his life, which was dyslexia. And he said, wow, wouldn't that be a great person to have as your guest for novel event? And I said, yes, that would be awesome. And just from there, was able to meet with his marketing agent. And yeah, he was very enthusiastic about talking about it. We have had some interviews, lucky, with Lance Allen from CBS 58. He is our MC for the evening and was talking to the Miz and asked him how much he wanted to talk about, you know, growing up since second grade. He was diagnosed with dyslexia. And he said, I want to talk about it. I want to talk about it as much as you want to talk about it, which I think is just admirable. It's not really wide known that he has dyslexia. It is now, but I think it's all about inspiration and hope and perseverance, really, is what Sharp's all about. You know, when you think about Sharp's mission and you think about what we do for our kids and the impact that we have, it's all on those essential skills, critical thinking skills, teamwork, perseverance, never giving up. So what a perfect role model we have with the Miz. I think it's going to be a conversation with him. So it's going to be about baseball, of course, as he's the second-time MLB All-Star and, you know, just the pitching phenom that he is. So it's going to be an exciting event, and I'm always excited for a novel event. This one, I have to say that I'm just a little bit more excited than
I can understand that. And along with Linda Welsh, we have Molly Schweiger, who's the co-chair of a novel event. How did you get involved?
I've actually, through PNC, been supporting Sharp Literacy for a number of years with our foundation grant, and our focus is early childhood education. So it's really a perfect fit to support their programming. But Linda and I were having lunch, and this event came up, and my good friend Tom Hecht is also co-chair, and PNC supports American Family Field and the Brewers, and we support Sharp Literacy, and it just made perfect sense. And so thrilled, obviously, that the Miz is also going to be there that evening.
All right, well, let's talk about a novel event to begin with. How does that work for people? Because I know there are still tickets available.
There are a limited number of tickets, as you can imagine. We're close to being sold out, but we do have some tickets and possible tables available. So yeah, so it's on September 10th. And what's really, really exciting is it's at American Family Field. So we will be having the program, the conversation with Miz, and the program actually on the first base dugout. So the fans will be able to sit in the stands. We have a VIP reception prior from 4 to 5 o'clock, and that'll be on the warning track. So they'll actually be on the field on September 10th.
Are those VIP tickets still available?
VIP tickets are still available, yes. So you'll be able to interact and talk with the Miz, have food and some beverages, and listen to a little bit of his story. And then we'll go right into the program, which will be, again, in the stands, and we'll be on the first base dugout. And that'll be from 5:30 to 6:30. And then we'll have high-end ballpark fare afterwards, starting at 6:30.
I've been to a novel event at AmFam before, and it's like nothing you've ever attended.
Yes.
You have all the food stations, and you kind of wander around and network and talk with people, but then sitting there, as you said, in the stands, just feet away from the Miz. Will he take some questions, do you think, from the
Absolutely.
Audience?
Absolutely, yes. He's really excited about taking questions from our students. We'll have a group of students from Notre Dame and St. Aug Prep there. So when we were talking to his agent about the logistics of the evening, he said he really, really wants to take some questions from the students in addition to attendees.
Molly, you mentioned that PNC Bank has been a partner with Sharp Literacy for years. How does that strengthen the community?
Oh my gosh, education is key, and especially reaching out to everyone in our community. Sharp Literacy provides support to many, many schools in our communities, and that just leads to great possibilities for our future. We're teaching these kids. These are our future colleagues, our future leaders, our future company CEOs, and it all starts with these littlest learners at 3K, I think you start with.
You start at 3K,
yeah.
Yes.
So we are so happy to be supporting every asset of our community through education.
Well, I know, Linda, you have seen firsthand how the programs at Sharp have helped these kids through the years.
Absolutely. Again, we're 3K through fifth grade. And our program, you know, we continue to be relevant. So our third grade students are learning all about video game design. Our fourth grade kids are learning coding and design. Fifth grade is circuitry. And even our little ones, lower elementary, we have a STEAM-based program. And everything is hands-on. You know, what we do, we spark their curiosity. So they have a love of learning. So they can't wait. They get so excited when they know that Sharp is tomorrow. We have our educators that go into the classroom. And they are amazing. These kids are so good because they're so excited. And again, we give them different opportunities and experiences that they normally wouldn't have without Sharp. You know, we do educational tour experiences that align with each of our grade levels. I always love to use second grade as an example. So it's all about weather, water, and the environment. So what they're learning in the classroom through our educators, Sharp educators, is being reinforced at Discovery World, where they do a tour around Discovery World, and they're learning again what they were learning in the classroom, but these real life experiences. And we are at Discovery World on Monday and Tuesdays when they're closed. So, I mean, you can imagine how our students just feel so excited that they're at Discovery World. There's nobody else there. It's all about them. And we have these educational tour experiences throughout all of our grades.
Well, I know you still have tickets available. And you
we
even
do.
Said there are some VIP experience tickets. If you want to be part of a novel event, and again, that's going to be September 10th, that's a Thursday evening, at AmFam Field, keynote speaker, The Miz, who you're not going to have an opportunity like this to interact with him again. How do you get those tickets?
It's really easy. Just go to sharpliteracy.org in the top of the homepage, and tickets are available, but they're going fast.
And Molly, what are you looking forward to most?
I'm really looking forward to inspiring the crowd. This is going to be so exciting to hear from The Miz, his educational journey, but also give back to our community. Giving back to every student that's interested in participating in Sharp, they will have the opportunity to give back.
And all of the proceeds from this go to those programs.
Exactly. They will ensure that we continue to be able to expand our program and continue to provide experiences like Discovery World and be able to bring our program into the schools at no cost to the schools.
Tickets still available for The Miz at AmFam on behalf of Sharp Literacy's novel event. Linda Welsh, Molly Schweiger, can't thank you enough for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.